All right, with that, we're going to move around on the agenda, as we do like to keep our public hearing, which is scheduled for 2 o'clock, to remain at 2 o'clock for those folks that will be speaking. If you have not registered or signed in to speak, please do so. We do have some papers that Liz over to my left can have you sign. So we will move to number 8, which is our informational items. And I believe Cassie, who we just heard about, will be joining us to talk about Women Let's Fish. So with that, Cassie, welcome.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. My name is Cassie Banke, and I am the park naturalist out of the Watertown area. This year, one of my proudest accomplishments was a program that I created and held at Pelican Lake Recreation Area called Ladies Let's Fish. This program came to fruition after I had the privilege to attend the National Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation R3 Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, back in March. While I was there, I sat through hours of breakout rooms and sessions where different state agencies went over all of their efforts to recruit, reactivate, and retain anglers. There was a common trend through the entire conference, and it was that I can do a lot of things to make a big impact to our anglers here in South Dakota, especially for women. There was one breakout room in particular that really resonated with me. It was called Women on Water, and it was led by a grant recipient from Maine who did a women captain boating program. She went through all the ins and outs and how her program was a success, and it did not take long for the wheels to start turning in my head. I took about a notebook's worth of notes, and I headed back to South Dakota with a refreshed outlook and a whole lot of ambition to make a positive impact on the angling community and those women. I knew I wouldn't be recreating the wheel as staff like Maggie Lindsay have poured their heart and soul into programs like Becoming an Outdoor Woman, Women-Centered Hunt, so I knew it was possible, it just needed to be done. I had the support from my supervisors, and they were just as excited to see me pull it off as I was to put in the work to do it.
Without hole, we're trying to make it.
I grew up on a lake, and it was nothing for my mom and I to spend our day out fishing, catching fish on our own. We didn't need Dad. He was there, but we didn't need him. She was a really strong influence on why I chose this career path, at both my parents were. They shared their love of the outdoors with me, and that's where I got this gift of passing on that passion to anybody who will listen, and even some people who don't want to listen. It wasn't until I was in this role that I really fully understood that not everybody understands that simplicity of having lakefront access and all of the resources to fully utilize it. Now that I have that wrapped around my head, I am committed to being active, to providing and educating as much as I possibly can to make sure that everybody else has access to some of those resources that I grew up with. Research from RBFF shows a notable difference. My slide's not working. Research from RBFF shows a notable difference between male and female anglers. 37% of anglers are females, and that number has increased in recent years, so give yourself a pat on the back for that. The research also shows a few of the reasons why women may be hesitant to take part in the sport, and one of the reasons is that 43% of active female anglers feel that they are not respected within the fishing community, and this includes visiting fishing stores and bait shops. Additionally, 31% of those active anglers find it intimidating to fish with men, and 1 in 4 active female anglers will choose not to go fishing if they know they're going to be the only woman present. These numbers didn't shock me. Being a female angler myself, I knew every one of these reasons for hesitation. With that being said, I'm committed to do what I know how to do best, use my job, my skills, and my voice to make a positive change and bridge that gap. And so Ladies Let's Fish was created. This was a four-part series that was designed to offer a safe and supportive environment for women to learn and build confidence in fishing, to ensure that this program made an impactful experience. The program was limited to 10, but within about 10 hours, those 10 spots were filled, and I had 5 on my waiting list. So I pulled in the 15 participants that were on the wait, or the 5 participants on my waiting list, let them join, and we had the best time. I think it's important to note that with a program like this, I can make a much more impactful experience if I can look everybody in the eye and know their names as I'm teaching them. The programs were led by various women that work for Game Fish and Parks that have a passion for the outdoors, and it was a really important piece of this program. Conservation Officer Anna Sells was a crucial part of the series, and it helped make the program as great as it was. The first night was Angler Academy. We had a few women that had never fished in their life prior to this event, so I wanted to make sure that everybody felt included and that there was nobody that felt like they were the only ones in the room that had never fished before. So we went through the basics. We started with making an account on the Go Outdoor system and purchasing a license. And then we went through some of the regular AIS regulations and some of the rules that go with fishing. Then we talked about reel and memories. Everybody uploaded their first fishing memory in a park and received their bluegill sticker in the mail, which was kind of a cool little bonus. And then after that, we went into the practical skills like knot tying, fish identification, using the tackle. And through the program, everybody got their own fishing pole. So we let them set up their fishing pole, and it was raining that day. So we didn't really plan on fishing, but they were devoted. So we headed down to the lake, and when that first fish was caught, the excitement was contagious to everybody, and I knew that I had just created a community of new anglers and friends. Here's a couple pictures from that night. I got better at taking pictures as it went on. The second night was called Women on Water. This was where the inspiration for the whole program started, so shout out to Maine for giving me the idea and letting me build on it. The women were divided into 3 smaller groups. The first group fished from the boat. They were pulling spinners and crankbaits while trolling. Another group learned how to drive the boat and the basic safety equipment checks, ins and outs of operating a boat. And the third group practiced trailer backing. In a survey at the end, the women expressed that trailer backing was one of their biggest takeaways from the entire event. They felt it was more comfortable maneuvering that trailer in a controlled environment without the pressure from anyone else around except for the people that they've built trust with. It's really made me feel like I created a successful program just there. So we were building that sense of community right at the boat ramps. That's good. I'll keep going while he's working on that. The third night was called Women After Walleye, and this was the one where we targeted species. So as we started, things get a little bit more complex. We started at the basics, and now we're kind of trying to dig into more complex aspects of fishing. So we learned about which tackle to use for different species, how weather can impact the bite, different casting techniques with fishing, and then of course electronics and how to use those electronics for safety reasons, to learn the topography of the lake, and of course where the fish are at. Once we were done talking about it all, we actually put it into work, and one of the officers brought their boats out and got to take the ladies fishing and see that live scope in action. He would say there's a fish right there that the women would cast, and every single lady caught a fish that night. So that's kind of a cool thing that doesn't always happen at education programs in the parks. The final of our series was called Line and Dine, and this was our version of Catch 'em, Clean 'em, Cook 'em. So the ladies went out and they fished for a little bit. They caught a few fish, but I had a backup plan just in case. I really wanted everybody to be super familiar with how to clean fish. That was the whole purpose of this program. So I had the fisheries crew from Webster pull a few fish out of their survey nets just so that they had ample opportunity to get really comfortable cleaning cleaning those fish. Once they got them cleaned up, they had two options. They could batter and deep fry, the classic good old way that everybody likes to eat fish. And then we also had a Dutch oven over open flame, and we used we blackened them and then made them into burritos or over a rice bowl, and that was really delicious too. At the end, everybody had to do a post-program survey, which I'm hoping we'll be able to see at the end of this, and they got to take home a wild game cookbook that was provided by Walleyes Unlimited. So what came from the class? By the end of the program, the participants gained new skills, new confidence, and new friends. As a department, we were able to recruit or reactivate and retain 15 anglers. Our work doesn't stop here. We're already planning to organize a program called Ladies Let's Ice Fish, and we've received numerous requests to hold this program again. As long as I have the opportunity to make an impact and the ability to put in the work, I'm committed to seeing this program through and ensuring that women are accounted for in our angling and outdoor recreation community. I'm certain that if I asked people in this room if yourself, your wives, or your mothers were the ones that planned the family vacation, I'd see a lot of hands go up. Women play a crucial role in influencing family activities, so by getting more women involved in fishing and outdoor activities, we can increase our camping numbers, increase our license sales, and most importantly, make a positive impact on the next generation. I grew up in a family that valued our time fishing together, and now I'm raising my family with those same expectations. I want my daughter to have these experiences and be able to share them like I've had the opportunity to do. Each one of us has the power to make a difference. We just need to focus on inclusivity, respect, and ensure that opportunities like this can continue to thrive. I have a short little video to watch. I apologize, my voice is really loud. I'm kind of a loud person. The content's great, though. Have you ever fished?
I got it, Liz. Ready?
Prior to the Ladies Let's Fish program?
I have not.
What made you decide that this was the time to learn how to fish?
I thought it would be really great to learn a new skill and to learn it from a group that could teach me the right way to do it and all the rules the proper way.
Awesome. And did you take anything away from this class? What were your key takeaways?
That I can do it.
That you
I think
do
is
it.
The biggest thing. Yeah, I kind of took away the fear factor because I learned and I had great instructors who were willing to walk me through or give me pointers along the way without me feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm the only one in the class who's never fished. I really appreciated that this class was free because I'm a stay-at-home mom with four kids and, you know, finances are tight, but I was still able to, again, learn a new skill and get out and have some fun with some other ladies that it was just really appreciated that the class was free.
What was your most memorable part of Ladies Let's Fish?
I think the most memorable part was that I was able to back the boat into the water, or at least close to the water. I'd never been able to even attempt that, and the instructors were awesome at directing me to try to at least get close to the water.
Yeah, that's a tricky thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did it. Who would you recommend this program to?
Every female I know, whether they fish or don't fish, I learned a lot. My husband even actually got a little annoyed when I was giving him all the boat rules when we were out in the boat.
That's awesome. Well, last question, what are you eating?
I have blackened fish with rice and picos, which is amazing. And this is just plain old fried fish. And homemade tartar sauce.
Oh, it's the best. Can't go wrong there.
And we actually cut some of this fish off of some fish that was caught tonight.
What made you register for Ladies Let's Fish?
Because it's women-centered and women-led, so it wouldn't be a pressured environment. We spent a lot of time at the lake, and so I really wanted to be able to teach my daughter everything I learned.
After this class, do you feel confident enough to go out and fish on your own?
Absolutely.
So you have a boat, you told me?
Yes.
What now?
Now I get to go boating by myself or with my friends and family because I know the ins and outs of boating and all the regulations and all the rules.
Awesome. Had you ever used your boat really before?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see you out there. Tell me something about fishing that you thought was really hard, but after the class and learning how to do it really wasn't that hard.
I think the knot tying I thought it was going to be really hard, but it wasn't so bad. And then also slicing and cooking the fish.
Cleaning and cooking the fish.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a, it's an art, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It takes some practice, but yeah.
Perfect. You had the great opportunity to practice.
I did.
Thank you. You guys have came to Ladies Let's Fish every night together. Tell me more about your dynamic.
We're just really good friends and thought it would be a fun adventure to learn together so that we can do some stuff without our husbands.
I love it. Perfect. You can show them how to do what you're doing now, too.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of the program? You caught a lot of fish in this program.
My favorite part was going out in the boat.
Awesome.
And fishing out in the boat.
Cool. Yep.
That would be my favorite part, too.
And just learning everything.
Yes.
Like backing up the trailer.
That was the scariest part, but to be able to do it on my own without having, like, anxiety felt awesome.
Thank you for your time. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Very good. Very good presentation. Any questions for Cassie or comments? Cassie, I do have a few questions for you. Well done. I know sometimes technology can give us a little anxiety. We got our point across. Very well done.
Thank you.
So I heard one of the ladies say this was free. There was no charge for the participants. Where were you? Where were they fishing at?
Pelican Lake Recreation Area. So the program was free, but a park entrance license was required.
Okay. How did you promote or recruit the anglers?
It did not take much. I had our graphic designer throw together one poster, and like I said, within 10 hours, I had all of my spots full just through Facebook. I also put the initial post on our Game Fish and Parks events calendar, and it was through Kalkamai where they registered and signed all of their waivers.
And you mentioned potentially going ice fishing.
Yes.
Are there any thoughts or discussions about expanding this beyond Pelican Lake to other communities?
Yes. Actually, we were considering taking the ice fishing program to Big Stone Lake. I'm familiar with the body of water. I know people up there that would be willing to let us borrow their equipment so that these women can do a little ice camping and bring their ice castles out and camp on the water. So Ladies Let's Ice Fish is going to be hosted through Hartford Beach State Park and take place on Big Stone Lake.
Wow, very good. Additional questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none. Thank you very much. Good job.
Thank you.